You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand announced they were offering voluntary redundancies to admin and advisory staff. This follows 268 roles already being cut from Te Whatu Ora's commissioning team. The organisation has said that the majority of their expenditure is on people costs and that Health New Zealand needs to review its size and structure, adding that they're providing the opportunity for eligible staff to consider voluntary redundancy ahead of likely formal change consultation processes over the coming months. However, many health staff say a cut to admin will put more pressure on the already understaffed and overworked nurses, doctors and primary care workers. New Zealand Nurses Organisation Chief Executive Paul Gaulter says that Te Whatu Ora did not follow the correct consultation processes before arriving at the conclusion that there should be redundancies. He added that any reduction of staff will impact on the people who remain, saying removal of supporting roles means that other staff must pick the work that they're doing, something he calls unacceptable. I spoke to Gaulter about Te Whatu Ora's voluntary redundancies and the impacts they will have on other healthcare workers. Voluntary redundancies are being offered to admin and advisory staff at Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand, but how will the potential removal of these roles affect those on the front line, like nurses?
Well, it's the view of how health is done, and health doesn't break down into those so-called frontline and backline roles. It's a system, and so nurses and doctors rely on a lot of what is badly called backline support to actually do their frontline work. And so it's artificial to make these sorts of distinctions. And if you look at admin roles, who's going to pick up that admin work? And already the doctors are complaining about the amount of admin they do. I know the nurses definitely are. So the questions we always ask here is, okay, if you're going to take those roles out, who's going to do the work? Because the work still needs to go on. And that's what's really frustrating nurses.
And there's already been 268 roles cut from Te Whatu Ora's commissioning team. How have you seen this have an effect on other workers so far?
Well, we're sorry to see those cuts in the commissioning team because fundamentally getting commissioning, in other words, contracts right, has been a long-term problem and just to all across what's called the funded sector, the sector that's funded through those commissioning projects, are up in arms about the failure of the system to deliver what they need for the health needs of the people that they care for. So we can't for the life of me understand why cutting out those roles was going to lead to better outcomes for what everyone regards as a critical area of focus, which is primary and community health and aged residential care. So again, cut them out, who's going to do the work and how are we going to guarantee quality lifts as a result of this? And there's no evidence to answer positively in either case.
And you said that Te Whatu Ora didn't follow the correct consultation process when proposing these redundancies. Why was this and what should have they done?
Well, I'm not sure why they haven't followed the proper change management and consultation processes in the agreements. I guess they've just been panicked by the government's pressure on them to make the necessary budget cuts. The clauses in the agreements require proposals around, like voluntary redundancies or restructuring, to actually begin with the employer raising it with the relevant union or unions, producing the evidence to argue for the change, the unions to have a chance to consider that, to feed their own inputs on it and criticisms and whatever, and then for the parties to take on board what's been said, and then the final decisions to be made. What happened in this case is they just made the final decision of voluntary redundancies without going through that process, and we know that process works because it often leads to better outcomes and better decisions. It's there for a purpose. It's not there just to make things harder for the employer. And so this is what frustrates people. That it appears that, and this is a matter that we are seeking to advance legally, that Te Whatu Ora have just walked right past those clauses.
And you also said that this move went against the values of Te Mōrio Rongo, which is the New Zealand Health Charter. Could you explain a little bit about what these values are and how they've been disregarded in this decision-making?
Well, the values of the Health Charter Te Mōrio Rongo are very much centred around notions like manaakitanga, kotahitanga, wairuatanga, those sorts of things. And that requires a careful adherence to the thinking and the values that sit behind those PO. And in this case, where an employer's just up and made a decision without recognising the care that's required, and through Te Māori O Ranga, the health charter, we just think it's just totally unacceptable. You can't say one thing and do another thing, and that's what our members are being confronted with right now.
And for nurses and doctors and other healthcare staff, how have they been affected in their work through these cuts and the current crisis that the healthcare sector is in?
Well, it's really grim, quite frankly, for nurses, because they're finding already that positions that were already vacant are definitely not going to be filled, that the positions that are required to be filled through the workforce planning processes that exist, for example, in hospitals, are not being filled or are being slowed down, which is essentially has the same impact. So they're living the effects of that understaffing, and it was bad enough before, but they're living the effects of that understaffing now. We think Te Whatu Ora are being cute in the language they use around this stuff. Basically, the reality for nurses in hospitals is there is just not enough staff. I think the situation's even more dire in primary and community health. That's with general practitioners, for example, organisations like Plunkett, Nurse Maud, and in aged residential care, where we think that the impacts of the big wage gap between the hospitals and those employers in primary and community health is such that lots of nurses are leaving those areas where they're really badly needed and either going to hospitals, or increasingly they're the ones that are going to Australia. So we're getting this awful labour market impact at the very time we need more trained New Zealand and domesticated nurses. Quite frankly, this is very simple in concept. It doesn't need to be overcooked. We need to get more New Zealanders into nurse education and training. We need to support them and keep them in those education and training pathways, and then we need to give them good jobs afterwards. It's pretty simple, and the system doesn't do that. And that's the questions we continue to ask.
And that does kind of follow what my next question was going to be, which is the health sector is obviously understaffed and overworked. And how could the government pull the sector out of the crisis that it's in currently? What do they need to be doing differently?
Well, I think it goes to that formula of getting more New Zealanders into our education, nursing education training pathways. We need to keep them there. That means more support, including financial support for them whilst they're in those education and training pathways. And then we need to give them good jobs afterwards, by good jobs, it means jobs that mentor them through the transition out of studentship into the workplace itself. We need to get the pay rates right that respect the professionalism of those nurses. And if it's in the primary and community health care area, we need pay rates that have eliminated gender discrimination. And that's not the case. And that's why NZNO, the nurses organisation, is doing extensive pay equity work right across that primary and community health to try and eliminate the gender discrimination aspect of those pay rates. Now, we did that in the hospitals. We're now seeking government support to do that elsewhere. So there are a few key things that could be done right now if the government had an appetite for it, but financially they don't look to have the appetite for it, and so the language is all about cut, 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 not build, build, build.
That was New Zealand Nurses Organisation Chief Executive Paul Galter on Te Whatu Ora's voluntary redundancies.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.